Welcome to Kick-Ass Radio, hosted by Jo Sainsbury, founder of Kick-Ass Women. Join Jo over the next hour as she shares stories and conversations that are both inspiring and empowering. Having spent over 30 years in the corporate sector, Jo Sainsbury kicked off her heels and became a coal train driver working in the rail and mining industry. It has been her goal ever since to empower and support women who are considering a career change into an industry role, making the transition as smooth as possible. Jo is a walking, talking success story of how taking the plunge into industry can open up a world of opportunity. And you can do it too. If you're a woman working in industry or considering a career change, this is the radio station for you. Let's get into this episode of Kick-Ass Radio.
Hey there, Glowgetters. Welcome to the Kick-Ass Radio Show. Who says building and construction is only for the boys? Exciting, changeable, lucrative? It's a career that offers women a treasure trove of opportunity. And lately, it seems that more and more ladies are catching on to this idea, popping on a hard hat and working outside. So if you're looking for a career that can keep you interested, pay you well, and give you plenty of scope to rise in the ranks, then building and construction may be perfect for you. Building and construction is the nation's second largest industry. It impacts our everyday lives by building our communities and the homes, schools, hospitals, roads, offices, shops, and airports that we take for granted. It also builds prosperity in every city, town, and region, employing more than a million people. But with women currently making up only 11% of the industry's total workforce and only 1% of building trades, the industry is missing out on the skills and talents of half the population. Now, attracting the best workers, regardless of their gender, means our industry will benefit and evolve with new skills, ideas, and innovations. The business success of building businesses will be boosted, and more women can take advantage of the fantastic career and job opportunities that are available and that the industry has on offer. You are listening to the Kick-Ass Radio Show Kickstart, where we talk about all things women working in non-traditional roles in varied male-dominated industries, and I tell you how it is. Today is episode 36, So You Want to Work in the Construction Industry. I'm your host, Jo Sainsbury, the Glowgetter. I hope we can keep you in good company over the coming hour. And a huge shout out to all the women working out on track and on site today all over the globe. Stay safe and have a fantastic day or night shift. Now, this also might be a good time and a trigger warning to advise that today's radio show does and may contain some adult language. Okay, let's get into it. Okay, while there are more women working on construction sites than 40 years ago, they're still drastically underrepresented and face a more unique set of challenges than in any other male-dominated industry. Throughout history, women have been game changers and have impacted our current way of life in so many incredible ways. One of the biggest ways to have a positive impact upon the professional development of girls and young women is to acknowledge the achievements of women across all walks of life, including in the field of construction. Now, it's one of history's great ironies. Then and now, construction has been a field dominated by men. But here's an interesting fact about a woman who influenced and therefore shaped the history of the world of construction as we know it. Now, the woman from the early 1800s was Tabitha Babbitt. Now, Tabitha was a Shaker woman, that's the region where she come from, who invented the first circular saw. Now, I know all of you in construction heartily thank her for that. Saws of all kinds, and particularly the circular saw, are used daily to cut wood on construction sites. Now, it might seem strange that a woman had the idea first, never mind had the wherewithal and means to design and build it. What about the pioneering woman architect? The first woman architect who drew up her own designs is thought to be the aristocrat Elizabeth, Lady Wilbraham, and that was between the years of 1632 to 1705. Now, she designed grand houses for her family, such as Weston Park in Staffordshire, And according to one theory, she may have had her hand into up to 400 other buildings, including 18 London churches, which are officially attributed to a Mr. Christopher Wren. Now, despite the profession long being closed off to them, women succeeded in making important improvements in the way our buildings and public spaces are designed and used. Now, another example is the views of Florence Nightingale between 1820 to 1910. Now, she revolutionised nursing and set new standards for compassion in patient care, and she led to new thinking about hospital layouts. She called for better light and ventilation and ward organisation to reduce the spread of infectious diseases. And her ideas directly were adopted in 1868 at St. Thomas's Hospital in London. The ideas were for their new pavilion-style buildings and subsequently popularised in hospitals throughout the world. And that hospital was where Florence Nightingale also set up the world's first professional nursing school. However, as the construction industry has evolved, so too has its workforce, from civil and structural engineers through to consultants, contractors, and construction workers, women on the job site is no longer unfamiliar. Now, a perception exists that construction careers are limited to swinging a hammer, that construction isn't a place for women, or that women working in construction can't be fulfilled or have families. Now, as an industry, we must collectively work together to dispel those misconceptions. Construction is an exciting and ever-changing industry. Every day and every project is different. So how are women rising up in construction in 2021? There are a variety of jobs in engineering, estimating, technology, such as virtual reality and AI, artificial intelligence, to name just a few. And there is strong evidence of a shortage of workers in the skilled trades. Now, women are heavily represented in clerical, administrative, and professional roles in the economy, but grossly underrepresented in manual labour. So attracting more women into the skilled trades instead of steering them into traditional careers could very readily address this problem. Now, some girls may be interested in learning trades, which is an area of huge need right now, and others may head to uni for engineering, construction science, and construction technology related degrees. But there are career opportunities for both of those tracks in the construction industry. So whether either you're academically minded or you're more manually skill minded, there's heaps of opportunities. And get involved. The story of women in construction is one that shows that fighting for a better, more equal society can make deep and lasting improvements to our built environment and the society it serves. And this needs to continue. And there has never been a better time for women to get into the industry. To enter the male-dominated field of construction, women can seek the increasing number of resources available to them that address their specific needs within the industry. And I'm a big advocate for this, and I say get involved with women-focused groups. Nationally recognised groups like Top 100 Women aims to see this trend on the rise for the foreseeable future and aligns their focus of development through partnership. Now, Top 100 Women partner with varied businesses and organisations in recognising and featuring women in the industry for their achievements, promoting big and small of women all over the world. And Top 100 Women have created a culture where women are supported in their careers and to more effectively promote the industry to the future workforce. Top 100 Women provide mentorship, marketing, and networking opportunities to help women who are established or new to the industry continue to contribute to transformation in the industry through personal commitment by joining this amazing and extensive network. And I am a proud ambassador of Top 100 Women, and I'm also one of the 2020's Top 100 Women in Construction, and I will staunchly advocate that being involved in these women-focused groups is so fulfilling and such a good boost of inspiration and motivation for your career. Now, there's heaps of other notable groups, and another one includes AWIC, which is Awesome Women in Construction, who are a not-for-profit association and they provide a supportive community for women working in the construction industry as well. So they assist with providing personal and professional development and confidence building opportunities, and they strive to build the brands of the organisations these women represent. And again, I'm an ambassador for ARWIC and staunchly advocate for this network of women as well. Now, these are organisations dedicated to encouraging and protecting women in building and construction, including the National Association of Women in Construction. And there's a similar equivalent in the mining sector also. So as well as being places to get advice and support, joining these associations is a great way to get out there and network. Now, companies also have their own support structures, and the company I work for is a big advocate, again, of women in construction and sustaining them throughout their careers. So how can companies recruit more women? There is still much work to be done to fully include women in construction. So to increase recruitment and improve retention, companies need to acknowledge and remove gender bias from their work culture. They need to develop training programs and local mentorship groups specific to the needs of women. Include more females in the hiring process and encourage women to become role models for other women. Schools and educational programs need to highlight the value of construction jobs for women and young girls so that they can see the industry as a viable career path. And as the quote and saying goes, you can't be what you can't see. Now, the construction worker shortage has presented an opportunity for more women to be hired while also fixing the issue. True, there is a skill gap when it comes to women working in construction, but there are ways to get around this. Now, as advancements in construction technology have grown, many companies are hesitant in trying them out for a variety of reasons, including a lack of staff. Now, hiring and training women in the IT departments of construction companies can help with the staff shortage and advance their diversity. Likewise, training women on operating heavy equipment can help shorten the skills gap that can sometimes be present with new employees. For example, certain types of cranes need more than one person to operate them. So hiring and training women to become licensed in all parts of crane operation, that'll provide dedicated workers to those specific jobs. And although there are obstacles for women to get into construction, women have the potential to solve the industry's labour shortage, with more and more groundbreaking women chipping away at gendered norms and levelling the playing field. The industry is taking bigger steps at becoming a more diverse and inclusive space for future generations. So yes, now is the time. With the continuing offer from the Australian government, stimulus packages, targeting giant construction projects and home renos, getting more women working in construction is a tremendous area of opportunity for general contractors and large construction organisations today. With women comprising just a small percentage of the overall labour force in Australian construction industry, the benefits of recruiting and investing in female workers for businesses are apparent. And we need to ensure that all teen girls and young women know that these opportunities are there for them, regardless of gender. And I believe that early discussion with families about career opportunities in construction needs to happen to help dispel the myth that women cannot be successful in this industry. Schools, educators, career advisors, and parents must encourage all teenage girls and young women to explore STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, and introduce them to a variety of career opportunities, including those in construction. And we also need inclusive leadership and networks, which are required to ensure that willingness to teach are at the core of achieving transformation in this industry. And I encourage capable professionals in the industry to position themselves as role models and mentors and to set the example and play their part in contributing and developing the transformation of the mentorship of women in the construction industry. The concept of a true team with different skill sets and expertise coming together to produce a great building is not a small undertaking and brings great reward. So having young women identify construction as their passion and making it their career should be, as with any other field, encouraged and embraced. A career in construction brings opportunity for personal pride in what you're building, it also offers the chance, starting on day one, to problem solve and have a significant impact on the future of our communities. The recruitment, retention, and development of women into the construction industry is an opportunity that we can't afford to ignore. The importance of encouraging females to consider the opportunities in this busy industry should be explored by educators, parents, and young women. Women have a lot to offer to the construction industry as a whole. Exciting and rewarding careers await, ladies. Okay, let's take a little break and listen to a tune, and I'll be back with you soon.
Hi, I'm Jo Sainsbury, founder of Kick-Ass Women. As a woman working in industry, I want to share my knowledge and experience and industry know-how to support you if a change in your life is what you are looking for. Join me on my radio show, Kick-Ass Radio, every Friday morning at 10 a.m. across Australia or on Thursday afternoon at 5 p.m. in the US. What are you waiting for? Go on, get your glow on.
Okay, thanks for tuning back in. So let's talk about the pros and cons of the construction industry. We'll take a look at the main question, how hard is construction work, and some more. So if you're listening to this, you might be considering a career in the trades, or maybe you're wrestling through if you should attend a tech college or a trade school, or just jump straight into working full-time for someone in the trades and learning on the job, such as an apprenticeship. Now, my goal with this industry career guide is to help you understand all the various jobs you can work in the trades, what each career is like. So the pros of construction work. All right, let's dive into the pros and cons of working construction. Now, this list isn't comprehensive because it's going to be different for each and every person. But hopefully this list will help you understand some of the advantages and potential disadvantages to working in the skilled trades. There's good job security. In case you haven't heard, there's a major shortage of skilled workers in the trades. Everyone from residential contractors to commercial construction companies are looking for young people, or people of any age really, that are willing to learn and work hard. In fact, there are projections that job openings and the need for skilled workers will continue to grow. So obviously none of us can predict the future, but one thing is for sure. At present, there are lots of paying jobs available in the trades right now, and that doesn't seem to be going away anytime soon. You're providing a real solution to a real human need. So call me old-fashioned, but I believe there's something to be said for doing good on honest, hard yakka. Construction is sort of the unsung hero of our culture. Skilled tradesmen and women build the places we work in, the homes we live and play in, and the roads we commute on, and more. You can stay active, fit and healthy. In case you haven't heard the buzz, it turns out that sitting all day is bad for your health. Some people say really bad for your health. Our bodies were designed to move, to run, walk, bend, lift and stretch. For years, most work was physically active work, and that wasn't looked down on. It was normal. In the past 20 years or so, it seems our culture looks down on work that's physically demanding. But the reality is, if you work a job in construction, you have a chance to be much more physically fit, healthy, and active during your day. Now, of course, the flip side of this is that it's very physically demanding work. And if you don't look after yourself, you can run your body into the ground. And we'll discuss some of the healthy hazards later. But it's important to know that working with your body all day can really be very healthy, of course. You can earn a good living. Another advantage to working in construction is the potential wage you can earn. Now, it's important to understand that pay varies depending on where you live, what trade you're in, and how many years of experience you have, and if it's residential or commercial work. All those factors play into how much you can earn. However, in general, many trades allow you to earn $50,000 minimum or more after you have enough experience. So if you own your own business, you work for a successful company or serve in a management supervisor role, you can earn even more. Not to mention that for the most part, overtime pay is always available. So while you may only be earning $20, $25 an hour, you can earn up to 32, 35, if not more, each hour over 40 hours for time and a half. So for a more in-depth look at various trade careers and national average wages, I'll give you a link to go on to have a look at that later on. and it's easy to enter and get started. So another advantage to working in construction is that for many trades, it's easy to enter the trade and start a career with almost no experience. For many trades, you can start as a labourer, work hard, learn the trade or over a few years, and progress in your skills, position, and your wage. And many contractors in trades like carpentry, renovations, remodelling, and more are looking for people that are hardworking and willing to learn. So there's a few skilled trade jobs you can get without any experience at all. And not many other career options allow you to enter without a degree or formal training, start getting paid, and work your way up to the position that you want. So generally speaking, you don't need to go into debt for a university degree. One of the biggest advantages for young people nowadays looking to enter the trades is that for many trades, you don't need a university degree and you can skip the whole, you know, student loan, hex loan, student debt problem. Some trades do require formal trading, usually in regards to an apprenticeship or a certification from a trade or tech school. However, many trades allow you to enter as a labourer where you can learn on the job and work your way up from there. And you get to build something tangible. So more and more businesses operate online nowadays and more jobs are reduced to working on a computer. And while there's nothing inherently wrong with that, many younger people are desiring more tangible work. So wanting to create something that they can touch, feel and use. Construction work allows you to build something tangible and see the direct result of your work. Many positions in tech don't allow that. Now, there's also some disadvantages to consider. While there's loads of advantages to working in the trades, it's clear that construction isn't for everyone. So here's a few disadvantages, if you consider them, that is to the trades, that is. It's physically demanding work. Ask any pro and they'll tell you. The trades are hard work. They can be physically demanding and uncomfortable. How hard is construction work? Well, depending on the job you're doing, you might work in the extreme heat or cold, be exposed to the elements for long periods of time, do heavy lifting and extensive manual labour and more. Simply put, construction can be really hard on your body. To combat this, though, make sure that you stretch regularly, eat, hydrate extremely well, and adhere to all safety practices and safe tool usage. General, everyday, common sense. And it can be hazardous. So depending on your trade, you could be working with equipment that can cause injury if not used safely and properly, or in hazardous environments where death or serious injury can occur if you're not careful. So even though the industry is focused on safety training and making sure companies train their employees in fall safety training, heavy equipment training, and more, an estimated 150,000 accidents occur each year on the job sites. So to prevent this, make sure the company that you're working for is focused on creating as safe as workplace as possible and that they provide all the needed safety training. And when you're on the job, pay attention. Keep your vigilance. Read all safety warnings. Operate tools with safe procedures and make sure you follow all your company's policies to ensure a safe workspace. It takes time. But when you're starting with no experience, it can take years to learn your trade. It doesn't happen overnight, and there's no replacement for the on-the-job training. And while this is true for any job worth having, younger workers may be tempted to give up or get frustrated when their pay, their position, or their skills don't increase as much or as fast as they'd like them to. That seems to be a common problem with our younger generation today. They want everything straight away. They don't want to work for it. Well, they need to learn that it all takes time. And there's three things that keep women away through some industry research. And they were three factors that undermine women's recruitment, retention, and progression in the construction industry. One was long work hours. A typical construction manager can arrive on site at 6:30 a.m., leave after 6:30 p.m. and they do more work from home 6 days a week. A culture of presenteeism makes construction careers challenging for most people, but especially those with care responsibilities. And there is little tolerance for those women who won't commit, and part-time, shared or flexible work doesn't exist. The problem is made worse by the push to complete projects on time and within budget, with no recognition by customers, including government, of the effects of these demands on the workforce or gender equality. And number two is sexism. Now, during the course of some research, six sites across Australia were visited. In the main entrance of one site, a safety sign noted there was a penetration behind, and underneath was scribbled, Brooke, LOL. Now, the construction manager said he had not even noticed the graffiti. Unlike the trip hazards that are spotted and rectified, sexist language goes unnoticed and unacted on. And number three was little support for return to work. Despite the existence of formal parental leave policies in many large construction companies, research found women had to strategize and negotiate their departure, return to work, and career survival. So in one large company studied, 50% of women didn't return to work after parental leave. Parental leave was viewed as a cost to construction projects, with little recognition of the value it provided to women's career progression. So is construction a good career choice? If you ask me, the skilled trades are a great career choice. They allow you to do meaningful, people-serving work with your hands and earn a great living doing it. They're not for everyone. But if the idea of a four-year apprenticeship and loads of, a four-year university degree and loads of debt, student loan, doesn't appeal to you, you might want to consider construction in the manual trades area. And you can also listen or watch for yourself from women in the field through a number of Instagram pages and feeds about how they started in the trades and the stories that will inspire you to consider working in the trades. So check out the show notes for the links to those great feeds. Okay, we'll take a little break, listen to one of our show sponsors, and we'll be back with you soon.
Hey, Glowgetters, have you heard about Kick-Ass Women? Founded by Jo Sainsbury, Kick-Ass Women is dedicated to empowering and supporting women who are considering a career change into an industry role. Visit our brand new website at www.kickasswomen.com.au or follow Kick-Ass Women on Facebook and LinkedIn today to keep up to date with all things Kick-Ass Women and the incredible opportunities and content we have for you. See you there, Glowgetters.
Okay, thanks for tuning back in. So what can this career offer women? No day is ever the same. And I like that about the industry and the fact that you're constantly learning. Every day I learn something new. There's also the fact that it's a portable career that can take you to different areas of the country or all over the world. And there's definitely the opportunity for career growth if you show potential and have a desire to learn. So what type of work environment can a woman expect working in building and construction? Every project and site is different. So the site that I work on is a coal terminal and rail terminal. And the site itself has many facilities and it operates 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And on another project for a company, there was around 450 people on site, which goes to show there's a huge variation in work environments from project to project. But that's just another aspect of industry that I like. So at the port, there's, I think, over 450 people that work around the clock in different areas. So they're huge work sites. But as we said, they provide something different in every aspect. So the environment is what you make it. You're always going to have personality clashes and challenges, but this happens in every industry. You just have to ride with it, know what you're doing, and have confidence to back yourself and your decisions. So what advice would I give women looking to get into the building construction as a career? Don't give up. Work your ass off and learn from those around you. The world is your oyster. And what advice would I give a woman looking to climb the career ladder in building and construction? Set your sights high, but be humble. Keep the big picture in mind. Listen to people. Take advice on board. Be informed and make decisions confidently. And what do you think are the best qualities a woman in this industry can have? Resilience, determination, ambition, and definitely confidence. A career in the building and construction industry can be very rewarding with a variety of exciting job opportunities to explore. So whether you're looking to get a builder's license or take the next step in your career and get off the tools, now is the perfect time to do it. There are a number of nationally recognised and accredited courses that are tailored to give you the skills you need to move up the career ladder without attending a classroom. So throughout these courses, you'll learn how to plan, supervise, and complete the construction of buildings while also gaining important skills like preparing building sketches, calculating costs, and creating contracts. While you study, you'll put theory into practice by completing tasks on the construction site. So, interested in getting things done and building a better career for yourself? Explore online courses in building and construction. As I said, top 100 women offer those kind of educational courses, as well as ARWIC have resource connections. So we need to let women know that one size does not fit all, and that if the academic route does not work out for whatever reason, there are other ways to forge a career in the sector. And this might be doing an apprenticeship in any number of trades, which you may then choose to work in, or you might decide at a later date to go on to university and do a degree. Whatever you decide to do, the main thing is you have options. Working in construction makes you feel very valuable in a society. You're working in a job that you know can change people's quality of life. You should feel extremely proud of doing that job. Okay. Let's hear a quick word from another one of our show's great sponsors, and we'll be back to wrap it up and have our take five.
Hey, Glowgetters. Did you know that Jo Sainsbury is a published author for her book High Heels to High Viz and has been named an Amazon number one bestseller? Telling the story about Jo's transition from the corporate sector into industry, High Heels to High Viz acts as a guide for women who are considering a non-traditional role and career. High Heels to High Viz is available for purchase online at all leading bookstores, including Amazon, Dimex, Waterstones and eBay.
So here's our five tips for what needs to happen to increase women in the trades. First tip, many general contractors need to take is creating a culture in which workers of any gender feel comfortable reporting unsafe conditions and behaviour on the worksite and know that the problem will be addressed and that they themselves won't be punished for reporting it. Second, according to many women already within the industry, it's important for job sites to be clean and healthy for everyone. A big issue on some job sites is the lack of clean, accessible facilities, which can be a health hazard. Third, companies need to take women's safety on the job site seriously. One job site initiative found was where a young woman who was new to the trades and feeling vulnerable. So periodically, a female safety officer would circle by and check in with her and ask her to let her know if she needed anything. Why aren't more job sites like this? Fourth is companies need to provide PPE that fits and is women, specifically designed and fitted for women. This has gotten better in recent years by far. We have a number of companies out there providing quality workwear for women, but it's still a problem for women in the trades. So who often show up on a site to discover that there are no harnesses or other gear in their size. And finally, and perhaps more importantly, we need to do a better job of telling the stories of women in construction. When young women see themselves reflected and hear the real stories of other women doing these jobs, they are more likely to consider it as a career. You can't be what you can't see. And lastly, here is your safety affirmation. Good building isn't done with a hammer and saw. It's done with the head. There should be more women builders. Okay. Let's round it out now, and that's it, guys. I do hope you found the information helpful and valuable, and it gives you something to ponder and perhaps action over the weekend. Implementing a no dickhead policy, words from a licensed builder and business owner, Deone Sullivan, in which she said she had a range of negative experiences as an apprentice, from a lack of appropriate facilities through to sexual harassment. So those experiences led her to introduce a no dickhead policy once she started her own building company. So working across Bathurst in Sydney, Miss Sullivan said her policy revolves around respect for everyone on site, from tradies to delivery drivers to customers, and has garnered a positive response, even from men. the culture in the construction industry is very macho. It's very toxic. It's a very hardened environment, she said. And she's actually had feedback from the guys that it's actually a relief to know, that they can come on site and relax. There's nothing to prove. They don't have to prove their masculinity on the site. And it's all about just being professional. Well, then that said then. As always, I really appreciate you guys giving me your time to listen to the radio show. You can find more information on this episode in the show notes or on my social media pages, either on Facebook, LinkedIn, or Instagram. Be sure to tune in again next week. Reach out to me and follow me, like I said, on social media. Leave a review for Kick-Ass Radio Show on BBS Radio Network. Or send me an email if you want to know any more information or just want to have a chat. Reach out to me at Jody, J-O-D-Y, at kickasswomen.com.au. Well, that's all for today's show. Thanks for your company and for listening to Kick-Ass Radio. It's not goodbye, but see you later. Stay safe and well. Go crush it. Keep in touch. Poscoms. Go on. Get your glow on. Become a glow-getter.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Kick-Ass Radio, where we kick goals and deliver empowering conversations for women. Want to hear more from Kick-Ass Women and Jo Sainsbury? Visit the Kick-Ass Women website or follow Kick-Ass Women on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. See you on the next episode of Kick-Ass Radio.